This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night. Oh, the video.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it should be.
A good evening to one and all. A huge welcome once again to the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you now until 8 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in, however you've done it, phoenixfm.com, Phoenix on 98 FM on an FM dial or via smart speaker. Let's address, in the interest of continuity, what Stuart Pink was talking about in his story of Drive right at the end of another fantastic Drive Time show, and that debate which he did involve me in by saying he was sure I'd have an opinion on the fact that, do we have a recognised plural of Weetabix? Is Weetabix the plural? Because when you actually analyse this, this is just off the top of my head. I haven't thought about this in any great detail, just finding out about it as I was in the studio. Most breakfast cereals are in the plural, aren't they? Which is weird. Because apparently a guy on Stuart's show got in touch and said, is the plural Weetabix? And the singular Weetabix, and the plural therefore Weetabix. When you think about it, cornflakes, yeah, that's plural. Cocoa Pops, that's plural. You know, what's not plural? Fruit and fibre. Yeah, so you can be singular and plural, so who knows with that one. Bran Flakes, they're plural. Shreddies, they're plural. It's worrying me now, because should the plural of Weetabix be Weetabix? The plural of rhinoceros is rhinoceri, isn't it? I'm gonna be very concerned now for some of this show that possibly Weetabix is the plural. It's opened my eyes up to a whole new world of breakfast cereals and how we should look at them and think about them. I know Rachel Willett, long-time listener and friend of this show who's featured many times, is a huge advocate of putting butter or margarine on Weetabix. She says, you'll never go back once you've tried it. I've still not done any of her culinary delights, her recommendations. She recommended that, buttering a Weetabix, and also freezing a Cadbury's cream egg, and then getting it out of the freezer and eating it frozen. Another one, she said, there's no way back once you've had it that way. I'm going to put a track on. I'm going to explain why the track is on, and then, for those of you that remember last week's show and the hot debate that was raging throughout it about the correct colour tea should be once you've made it, I've got to say the general consensus was around number 8 on the list that was showing on Facebook of colours, the colour palette of tea, if you like. Number 8 was the one that featured most heavily in people's preferences. I've had another tea disaster in the studio tonight. Not quite the same as last week. I'm still trying to come to terms with it, if I'm honest. Stuart Pink was here while it happened, consoled me, helped me through the tough times in the immediate aftermath of another hot beverage disaster in the kitchen. It shouldn't be that difficult, should it? Hot water, tea bag, milk, sugar optional. You know, as long as the kettle's working and the milk's in the fridge, can you have a problem with it? I have. 2 weeks running. I'm going to play a song because it's National Black Cat Appreciation Day. There is no more apt track than this. Let's hear the roar. Janet Jackson.
We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Bit of JJ there then, and Black Cat. Has she ever been known as JJ? Let's not dwell on Janet Jackson's nickname and whether it's appropriate or not. Let's talk about the trauma of my T issues. Using alliteration on the letter T quite a bit, which is handy when you're talking about tea. So last week I had the sheer desperation of trying to make a tea in a bit of a rush, really panicking about how long the kettle was taking to boil. Maybe there was too much liquid in it, but it boiled, therefore I had to rush and put the milk in. I put too much milk in, I didn't have enough time to let the bag kind of brew, you know. Had one of those anemic teas, one of those that may as well just be a bit of hot milk. It was virtually a chai latte. You know, didn't look all that appealing. Today, I don't know how I could have done it even worse. Well, really, it's not my fault. And also, when you know the date, it's not really the milk's fault. But, made the tea, water in, bag in, looks a good colour, just needs a bit of milk on top, poured the milk in, instant curdling issues. Yep. Clearly the milk in the Phoenix fridge is on the turn. This is a warning to all other presenters in the station after me. I haven't got time now to go and replenish any milk. If anyone's in after me hearing this right now and would like a cup of tea or coffee in the Phoenix kitchen, or even just a glass of milk for themselves, don't drink the milk that's in the fridge. I think I owe it to all my fellow Phoenix presenters to get rid of the offending milk. But because I've come in with easily enough time after last week's debacle, I thought I'll remake it. Don't panic, Ben. There is long life milk in that fridge. We all know what long life means. Doesn't taste quite as good, but won't go off. So I remade myself a cup of tea, put the long life milk in. Not great. Think the long life milk also on the turn. There's a milk issue. I know what you're thinking. Bring your own milk in. For heaven's sake. Yeah, I will be doing that in the future. I may just abandon hot drinks. I've got a glass of water now. You know, clearly I'm struggling. Clearly it's not meant to happen for me. Maybe round three of Ben's hot beverage issues will take place next week with no issues, which would be nice. I'm going to play another track that links to cats on National Black Cat Appreciation Day. I'm playing this one. I play it a lot. I like it. It just makes you feel good when you hear the first bit. You know what's coming? Hang on, I'm going to stop that. I think I did quite a realistic thing of that. Am I pitch perfect and didn't realise? All right, I'll stop being excited. Back to the tokens.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, we know it. Phoenix FM.
Classic track, The Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight, being played on this National Black Cat Appreciation Day. I know you don't get black lions as such, but, you know, it counts. It's close enough. Let's just accept that it's happened now. Let's all move on and get on with our lives. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. Weather's turned a bit, hasn't it? I like to talk about the weather in the early part of the show. Don't really know why, because it's always still light outside the studio and I can get a grasp of what it's actually like because I've just come in through it. Yeah, it's been a trying to drizzle, slightly muggy. Last night was darn chilly. Absolutely ludicrous. Come on, it's August. We're not in November yet. Yeah, it was pretty cold in my back garden last night. Oh yes, wasn't happy about it. And not that great today. I will let you into a secret. For the first time since about May, I had to put on a coat to go somewhere today. Not a huge coat, in all honesty. Whilst working a month ago, when it was really hot, one of those days it was about 28, 29 degrees, I was outside a supermarket getting some lunch. Everybody in shorts, t-shirts, various levels of being scantily clad. And a woman was apprehended by a store security man who didn't want to let her out of the store. And you could instantly understand why, because she had a very thick, all the way down to her feet, puffer coat on. Very suspicious in near 30 degree weather. Yes, it was full of items. She got taken back into the store, and I should imagine arrested for shoplifting. Anyway, let that be a lesson to you. You know, very difficult to shoplift in hot weather and not look suspicious. So this is the show that goes like this. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. Hopefully everything's marvellous and you're here right now, which is even more marvellous. Maybe you're listening via the catch-up service. And however you're listening, I'm very glad that you are. If you've got any kind of request, I've issued a little bit of a challenge on social media today. If you've got any kind of a request, you can find my Facebook page and put it on there. Yeah, if there's anything, and it's in our extensive library here at Phoenix FM, I'll see if I can get it on for you. But we do have a lot of wacky holidays to enjoy today. Well, I'm not going to enjoy these musically, but it's National Pencil Day today. If you wanted to celebrate the pencil, don't write in indelible ink. Write in something that can be rubbed out. It's also National Vanilla Custard Day today. Would have been easy to play Vanilla Ice Ice Baby with a link to that. But no, it's not going to happen, because it's National Black Cat Appreciation Day. And rather excitingly, it's National I Love My Feet Day. So yes, we're all loving our feet, as is recommended on the 17th of August all over the world. Don't just like your feet, don't just smile at them. Love them, hug them, look after them, get a pedicure, enjoy them. Yes. National I Love My Feet Day. That will come up later in the musical offerings, but we're sticking with cats for a while, because I thought that would be nice. I might give you some facts about cats. I might give you some facts about feet later on. We will be featuring celebrity birthdays. There will be another very special Bic Lol coming up at around about 7 o'clock. Shall we have an appetite whetting jingle?
Not true. That's impossible.
We did have an appetite whetting jingle. There it was. Yes, Bic Lol is back with another Phoenix FM presenter taking part at about 7 o'clock. The Phoenix Mini League is growing. Quite exciting. Any other Phoenix presenters out there, I may be approaching you in the future to be a part of Bic Lol. If you're wondering what it's all about, check out my blog page. If you click on the schedule on phoenixfm.com and then click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening, you'll see all my previous recordings. There's a link to the Bic Lol League table on my blogs. So, yeah, very, very exciting. It's gripped Phoenix. It's gripped the nation, or at least parts of Essex, over the last 3 or 4 months or so, and will continue to do so into the autumn. Don't go anywhere. 7 o'clock Tuesday night, Bic Lol on the show that goes like this, and celebrity birthdays, and more information on the Soft Drink World Cup. Group C has finished. Group D has begun. It is literally all happening. Rather exciting. Okay, so it's time for another track, and linked to cats, obviously linked to cats or slightly less obviously? Let's go obviously. Survivor. Gloves on. Gloves off.
Phoenix FM.
Survivor's Eye of the Tiger there. Not strictly a black cat, is it? I think of another large cat that I think of being black, rather than tigers, but ready to hit you up with some cat facts. Are you ready for this fact, fans? Yes. Celebrity birthdays coming later, Soft Drink World Cup coming later, Bic Lol coming later, great music coming all throughout the show up until 8 o'clock here at the very least. Plus on all the other shows after me tonight as well. But here we are with some facts about black cats. Yes, they seem to have a bad reputation for being unlucky, but in some areas of the world, there are plenty of places where they're not bad luck at all. If you're a single woman in Japan, owning a black cat is said to increase your number of suitors. If you're in Germany and one crosses your path from left to right, good things are on the horizon. They are also a sailor's best friend. They were welcome aboard British vessels to hunt mice, and sailors generally thought a black cat in particular would bring good luck and ensure a safe return home. A few black cats have been enshrined in maritime history, like Tiddles, who travelled more than 30,000 miles with the Royal Navy. Also, there is no one black cat breed. The Cat Fanciers Association recognises 22 different breeds that can have solid black coats, including the Norwegian Forest Cat, the Japanese Bobtail and the Scottish Fold. But the Bombay breed is what most people picture when they think of a black cat. Okay, what else? It's common to think black cats in animal shelters are the last in line to find homes, but a survey from the RSPCA suggests otherwise. Their total number of adoptions was the highest of any colour. Maybe that's because there are more in shelters, but they do get adopted. So cat lovers out there, don't fret too much. Black cats do get taken and find a forever home just as much as other colours and other breeds. Now, I said when I think of big cats, you think of lions, you think of tigers. They're clearly not black. What's black? A panther. Well done, All Seeing Eye, and Tony Christie, for that matter.
Marie has set up home with a man who's half my age. A half-wit in a leotard stands on my stage. The standards have fallen, my value has dropped, but don't shed a tear. Some walk like they own the place, whilst others creep in fear. Try if you can to walk.
Phoenix FM.
Walk Like a Panther from the All-Seeing Eye featuring Tony Christie. Another phenomenal track. Hope your Tuesday's still treating you well. What I like to do when I'm on the airwaves is go on Twitter, because my hotly contested poll, the Soft Drink World Cup, is running on Twitter over the next few weeks. So I get my Twitter ready, and then I see on the homepage what's trending. And I thought, it's strange. Trending in the UK, The Terminator. There's no new film coming out. Nothing particularly amazing about this date in The Terminator, as far as I know. So I looked into it, did my what is now known as exhaustive research, and if you look at this on Twitter, if you see that The Terminator is trending, or put in hashtag The Terminator, you'll see that there's a company called Boston Dynamics, which I have heard of before, that are all about AI, I think, and robotics and digital stuff and stuff like that. They've created a robot called Atlas, and there's a video of it, what can only be described as running around a room up ramps and obstacles and things like that. And a lot of people have chosen to liken that to The Terminator, saying that the Terminator robots are now not just science fiction. This humanoid-looking thing that doesn't have a obvious head, to be fair, is running around a room at a reasonable speed, jumping, bouncing, you know, not falling over, looking very, very capable at running around. And I know people are then thinking, it's not that far a leap to go, artificial intelligence takes over, artificial intelligence programs the robot to kill humans, end of civilization as we know it. So well done, Boston Dynamics, but have a look online if you want. It's quite interesting. If you enjoyed the Terminator films and you're into all that kind of robotics and stuff like that, it's fascinating. Certainly worth a look. I wouldn't worry too much right now. I don't think there's any risk of artificial intelligence taking over. Certainly not for the next few years. Panic in about 5-10 years' time, maybe, but you'll be okay for now. Good. Right. Shall we have another track about cats? Let's do it. Here's something called Road Rage. That's not about cats. Cats don't get road rage. Well, they get road fear, I would imagine. But no, if you remember the track, you'll remember the band. Cat Atonia. I'm slightly sorry about that.
If all you've got to do today is find peace of mind, come round, you can take a piece of mine. And if all you've got to do hesitate,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Catatonia and Road Rage there then on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6:40. Hope your evening is marvellous for you so far. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing it with me here on Phoenix FM 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Now then, a couple more facts about black cats. Then we're going to move away from cats, as promised, with something you probably won't be expecting. If you're fortunate enough to go to Japan in these difficult travel times, and you step through the doors of Nikobe-Aka in Himeji, Japan, get ready for your wildest cat dreams to come true. Black cats are the stars of this cafe, and visitors are invited to pet, but not pick up, these felines. Each of Nikobe-Aka's identical-looking black cats wears a different coloured bandana to resolve any catastrophic mix-ups. Yes, it would be a disaster if you'd ordered a drink from one cat and it didn't come and you didn't know which cat to complain about. You know, they don't have opposable thumbs, they can't carry the trays very well. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Also, black cats are very difficult to photograph, but it can be done. They end up looking like a dark blob in some photos. One photographer's advice is minimalist black backgrounds, not blackgrounds. Freudian slip there. Minimalist backgrounds so your subject can stand out, and angling them towards natural light sources. And if you're snapping pics on a phone, tap on your cat's face and use editing tools to brighten up the photo. Apparently that makes it better. And, well, technically there's no such thing as a black panther. I'm outraged after playing Walk Like a Panther earlier on. It's a term used for any big black cat. What we call black panthers are in fact jaguars or leopards. And yes, they have spots too. Their hair shafts produce too much melanin thanks to a mutation in their genes, which are responsible for distributing pigment in an animal's fur. So if you look carefully and the light was hitting them in the right way, you would see that a panther would have spots. Incredible! I did not know that. See, you definitely learn something when you tune in to the show that goes like this. Now, another thing I'm going to reveal to you to lead into the next series of tracks is I've recently bit the bullet and joined up to the newest social media craze known as the TikTok. Yes, and it was one of those things. It took me ages to get to grips with Twitter and understand hashtags and why it was necessary, and the at handle and everything like that that you don't have with Facebook. But TikTok is literally, if you've never been on it, well, you can waste hours. It is literally just a series of videos only. And you just swipe up and you get a new video. Most of the videos are less than a minute long. Quite often they're funny. Quite often they're just random people talking about things. And people have become celebrities because of their TikToks and got hundreds of thousands of followers. But I've joined it just to post up the occasional wacky thing. If you want to go on my TikTok, it's at Benny Simmo, BennySimmo, at Benny Simmo. You can find me on TikTok with a few amusing little videos I've put up on there. But there are a couple of trends on TikTok at the moment. And if you're familiar with it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But because the videos are so short, there are certain bits of music you associate with trends and you never get to hear the whole song. So I thought I'd put that right on the show that goes like this. So if anyone's a TikToker out there, enjoy this. There's a whole series of videos of people answering frequently asked questions and doing a weird sort of one fist on top of the other bumping dance. And the bit of music chosen to represent that craze is called The Magic Bomb by an artist who's called Hoang Reed. If you're on TikTok, you won't fail to know what's coming up. If you've never heard it before, enjoy it. This is a bit of Hoang Reed's The Magic Bomb. Get one fist on top of the other, bang them together, and raise your eyebrows as you answer frequently asked questions.
This sudden end to my days makes me wish I changed my ways. Spent more time with the posse, 1T, 90, OT me. From up here, life seems so small. What's the meaning of it all? It's the way it used to be, 1T, 90, OT me. Where in the world can I be? Homies looking so cool, cool, I'm cool T. Don't see the way to snow. Is there something I should know? Mama pop and think you broke. Then I'm gone so long ago. Could this be paradise at last? The first test I've ever passed.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There you go, Hang Reed's The Magic Bomb. If you're wondering what the heck that is all about, you've obviously never been on TikTok. If you've been on TikTok, you'll have seen loads of videos featuring the start of that bit of music and people answering frequently asked questions. I've recently got into it. I'm sharing it with you guys now in the hope of educating anyone that doesn't know about it a little bit about TikTok. Do you want some wacky TikTok facts or just some TikTok facts? Maybe things you didn't know. Contrary to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube, TikTok is not US-based. It started in 2016 as a Chinese project called Douyin, which is still the Chinese name of the app. It's owned by Chinese tech giant ByteDance. So, yes, it's nothing to do with the US. And already, having only started 5 years ago, it has over 800 million active users worldwide. That's more than Twitter, LinkedIn, and Snapchat. So, yeah, it's becoming incredibly popular for marketing and just general hilarity, really. Over 1.5 billion downloads of TikTok have occurred on the App Store and on Google Play. The 1 billion mark of downloads is a critical one that not many have surpassed, especially in such a short period. Facebook was founded in 2004, and it took them much, much longer to reach a billion downloads. But you've got to remember, Facebook was kind of the first. I know there was MySpace, but the first sort of major social media thing. Incredibly, TikTok is the world's most valuable startup. It's owned by ByteDance. That was founded in 2012 in China and is now valued at over $75 billion. Can you imagine if you'd started that company? You know, why don't we start a video sharing app? We'll call it Douyin. That won't work in the West. They can have TikTok. And $75 billion. Cheers. Incredible. I'm going to play another track now that features in many videos on TikTok. If you're a TikToker, you'll like the videos of people kind of preparing themselves to moonwalk while the song is getting ready. And then as it kicks in, they begin a moonwalk. And it sort of shows you, if you've got vague movement skills, how you could learn to moonwalk. And there are lots of people that do it. They sort of get themselves ready. They're kind of winding up to it. The music kicks in and they moonwalk down the street. There's some amazing talent out there. Have a look at that if you're a TikToker. If you are, you'll know the track that is used over and over again for this is Pascal Le Toublon's Friendships. Let's do that right now. Then we can go a bit more mainstream, I promised. Here's Friendships. Get your shoes ready. Get your feet ready. If you've ever moonwalked, now is the time. Benny Simo on TikTok. Here it comes. Gotta say, I love this track. I might moonwalk around the studio. They're getting ready. Still getting ready. Go!
Phoenix FM.
Very catchy, that one, isn't it? Pascal Le Toublon and Friendships. Very big on TikTok. If you want to learn to moonwalk, get yourself on there. If you want to see my efforts, not at moonwalking, but at coming up with vaguely amusing videos, is at Benny Simo on TikTok. BennySimo. So, yeah. Have a peruse. It's recommended. You can waste a lot of time on TikTok. There's already people I'm enjoying their videos. Hopefully people enjoying mine. Hopefully it's reciprocated. I put one up yesterday. 1,800 views by this morning. That's the kind of thing that makes you keep posting. Apparently that's what's so good about TikTok. People, it has 34% of its users regularly posting all the time, which is incredibly high for social media. Apparently. So, yes. Well, BitLol is very close now. I think we may only have time for one more track before we go into it. That's hugely exciting, isn't it? And as promised, with another Phoenix FM presenter daring to take part. Can they do better than Stuart Pink did a few weeks back? The Phoenix Mini League will be in full swing after tonight's BitLol. So, yes, 7 o'clock is approaching. BitLol is approaching. There will be someone waiting with bated breath to take part, which is marvellous. So, yes, get yourselves ready. Strap yourselves in. BitLol is coming up very shortly. And I'm going to keep playing tracks that loosely link to TikTok in some way or another. The Magic Bomb and Friendships, clearly tracks that you can find all over the place on TikTok. Here's one that's kind of just more about the sound of TikTok. What am I talking about? Let's not have the Frankie Valli version. Let's have Clock's remake of Oh What a Night. See what I've done there?
I knew I was never gonna be the same. I can't describe how she made me feel, but she left my body shaking, head spinning like a wheel. It seemed so wrong, now it seems so right. Oh, what a lady, oh, what a night. I really don't care about this, about that, 'cause all I really want is another night like that. Can't help thinking about the things we did then. Answer me this, can we do it again? It seems so wrong, now it seems so right. Oh, what a lady, oh, what a night.
Phoenix FM.
It's just gone seven. It's time for Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, I'm very excited for Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends tonight to have another Phoenix presenter on here. There's only ever been one before. It could be second time lucky. Let's say hello to the fabulous Michelle Ward.
Hello.
Hello. How the devil are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, this is exciting for me because I have spoken to you on your show on Eat My Brunch. I've filled in for your show on Eat My Brunch, but you've never been on my show, the show that goes like this, before.
No, and you have a great jingle, pardon the phrasing.
Thanks so much. It's nice.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you've appreciated it. Well, I should let you know that the only other Phoenix presenter who's taken part in BICLOL, which is the acronym, is Stuart Pink, and he did surprisingly well. It's no... No reflection on Stuart. I think he did surprisingly well. Obviously, it is a quiz of luck, but I don't know what to say, really, Michelle. Anything could happen.
Yes.
Are you kind of ever good or lucky at quizzes in everyday life?
No, I've won the wooden spoon a couple of times at those quiz evenings.
Right.
I'm absolutely useless.
Okay. Right, okay. Also, I should tell you, there is no tangible prize for this quiz, but you do get to introduce the next track after the quiz finishes. So once we finish and I thank you, you can introduce the next track, which obviously for someone like you, another presenter, won't be an issue. Some people haven't looked forward to it too much. But there we go. Right, so are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, just for the listeners, a quick recap. Three questions. First question between 1 and 10,000. Second question between 1 and 1,000. Third question between 1 and 20. So best of luck, Michelle. I'm going to play my slightly tense jingle and we'll go for it. Here we go. Right, question one. We both live and work on the radio in Essex. What is the area of Essex in square kilometres?
Oh. Oh, I bet Stuart know this. Oh, oh no. 768.
Are you sure you got you, if that?
Remember, no, 7,068. 7680.
Okay.
That's what
right.
I meant.
7680. Right, okay.
Yeah. Off to a flying start.
No, that's fine. Right, question two. In 1974, the name Michelle was the seventh most popular girl's name in the UK. What position was it in 2019? Obviously, it's sunk down the list a bit. It can be anything between 1 and 1,000.
I think it is 890.
Right, okay. And question three. You have got a chance of guessing this. How many times have I covered your mid-morning show, Eat My Brunch, for you? I have kept a recording of each time I've covered it, so I know. In the 4 years I've worked for Phoenix, how many times have I covered Eat My Brunch?
Nine.
Oh, that was quick. Right, okay. Well, I'm delighted to tell you, you don't have to give any more answers. For you, Michelle, the quiz is over.
Yes.
I do have to do some fast maths to find out how well you did. So just bear with me one second. It's good that I've got a calculator with me, otherwise I'd be hopeless at this. Right. So first question was, what is this area of Essex in square kilometres? You went fairly high, said 7,068. Correct answer was 3,760.
Oh, just a bit off then.
3,300 odd out. Second question. The name Michelle was the seventh most popular girl's name in the UK in 1974. Where was it in 2019? You said, what did you say, 890? Correct answer was 480.
Oh,
So it was a bit higher than that. And you said I'd covered your Eat My Brunch mid-morning show 9 times. It was pretty close. Correct answer was 7 times.
No, and I was going to say 7. No. Oh, I'm a loser.
Don't be ridiculous. No, I can tell you, you have achieved a score of minus 3,308, which puts you in 13th place on the leaderboard. It's sort of
unlucky for some.
solid sort of mid-table performance there. So, well done. I think you can be fairly pleased with yourself. But I do think Stuart Pink was incredibly lucky, but I am going to set up a Phoenix mini league. So that does put you in second place in the Phoenix League, but there are only 2 people that have done it.
Yes, well, I feel better that way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fair enough. Well, thanks so much for taking part. It's been a pleasure to have you on the airwaves on the show that goes like this.
Thank you.
No worries. So you do get the non-exciting prize for a fellow radio presenter of introducing the next track. And because today is Enjoy Your Feet Day, a lot of the tracks are to do with feet and shoes. So the next track is going to be Paolo Nutini and New Shoes, all right? Yep. So I will hand over to you and say the fabulous Michelle Ward, thanks so much. Don't forget to tune in to her every day, Monday to Friday, Eat My Brunch, 10 until 1. I'll hand over to Michelle to introduce the next song.
And coming up next is Paolo Nutini with New Shoes.
Not true. That's impossible.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean, topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello new shoes, bye bye and blues. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, excuse, so I'm wearing my brand new shoes.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It absolutely is, you know, 10 past 7, Bic Lol has happened. Huge thank you once again to the brilliant Michelle Ward. Catch her every weekday from 10 to 1 on Eat My Brunch here on this very station. So, the Phoenix Mini League now in full swing. Stuart Pink still in the number one spot. Michelle Ward will, for at least this week, be saying first the worst, second the best. So, there we go. But thanks to her, as ever. Brilliant. Now then, so that was Paolo Nutini and New Shoes, because, as I said at the top of the show, today is National Love My Feet Day, or I Love My Feet Day. It's not... Just love your feet, all right? On the 17th of August, don't love them any other day. Oh no, make them look pretty today and neglect them the rest of the year. That's my motto. Some of the tracks you're going to hear now are all to do with shoes, walking, wearing shoes, etc. and different kinds of footwear. I might intersperse them with some facts about feet, which I'm sure you're desperate to know about. Happy to share those with you. We've also got celebrity birthdays to squeeze in and news of the Soft Drink World Cup, all in the last 48 minutes or so. Still all happening here on the show that goes like this. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 PhoenixFM.com smart speaker. Here with Bootylicious is Destiny's Child.
Can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
Just for you. Phoenix FM.
BL by DC. Now it's time for CB. Did you crack the code? Bootylicious by Destiny's Child. Now it's time for celebrity birthdays. I knew you'd be pleased. 17th of August, and today Robert De Niro is celebrating his 78th birthday. Fellow actor Donnie Wahlberg, equally famous for New Kids on the Block when he was younger, is 52 today. That makes you feel old, doesn't it, if you remember them. Another actor, Sean Penn, is 61 today. Ex-Arsenal legendary striker Thierry Henry is 44 today. Writer Julian Fellowes is 72 today. Mastermind host John Humphreys is 75 today. Singer Belinda Carlisle is 63 today. If it's your birthday, many happy returns. If he'd survived, Davy Crockett would have been 235 today. Those were your celebrity birthdays. If you're celebrating, have a wonderful evening. Thanks for tuning in to the show that goes like this as part of it. Heartily recommended for any birthday celebration, but we're keeping the tracks linked to feet because it's National I Love My Feet Day. Here, who probably feels the same, is Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've no idea why this just came to me while Nancy Sinatra was on, but if you were tuned into the show earlier, right at the beginning, in fact, you'd have heard me worrying about whether Weetabix is plural or not, and is the singular Weetabix, and therefore you have many Weetabix, or should the plural be Weetabix? Stuart Pink had someone get in touch with him during his Drive Time show worrying about it, and what's just occurred to me is Special K is a cereal that you get that's singular, isn't it? You don't get Special K's. Interesting. But most cereals I can think of in a supermarket aisle are all plural. So does that mean Weetabix is plural? Or do you get one Weetabix? Two Weetabix? You don't get Weetabixes, do you? Now I'm concerned. I use a lesser supermarket's own brand of wheat bisques, which definitely is plural. I've seen those wheat bisques. They're marvellous. They're very similar to Weetabix, but they're not Weetabix. Oh, no, they're wheat bisques. I can't believe how many times I've said wheat bisques, and I've enjoyed it the same amount every single time I've said it. Will it happen again? Wheat bisques. Yes, it has done. Anyway, I'll stop now, I promise. Facts about feet coming up after the next track. I will share them with you. I just had to get that out. Special K. It bothered me. When something occurs to me on the show that goes like this, it just needs to get out there on the airwaves. Then we can all move on with our lives. Okay. Another track that links to feet. KC and the Sunshine Band. They have Boogie Shoes. Put them on. Have a boogie.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, with Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock, then Rob Harvey in with Synth City, so keep it here, 98.0, phoenixfm.com, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Now then, as promised, facts about feet. Yes, I haven't forgotten about the Soft Drink World Cup. News about Group D getting started today will be happening shortly, as will the result of Group C, if you haven't seen it already in the Twitterverse. Now then, what about feet then? Foot bones make up about a quarter of all the bones in our bodies. There are 26 foot bones in each of your feet, one less than in each hand. Get this though, when we're born, foot bones are mostly cartilage. They only completely harden around the age, have a guess, of 21. Cripes. Weak feet when you're younger. Humans have worn shoes for a very long time. Humans first began wearing shoes, it's estimated, about 40,000 years ago, according to research from Washington University. Older specimens had thicker, stronger toes, likely from gripping the ground as they walked barefoot. That's around the same time that the archaeological record shows a burst of artistic and technological advancements among early humans, including the first stone tools, which may have aided in the production of shoes. The oldest preserved shoe is 5,500 years old. That must have done some walking. It was found in an Armenian cave buried in sheep dung. Maybe that preserved it. You can see what's happened there. Ancient Armenian farmer having a wander around, happy that his feet are covered and protected. Oh, I've stepped in something horrible. I'm just leaving the shoe there. There's no point. I don't want to clean it. There's no recovery from that. That's what I surmise happened 5,500 years ago. Cripes. Now, a couple more songs that hark back to TikTok, which I talked about earlier, before we get the rest of the shoe tracks. It's all over the place on the show that goes like this tonight. Proof that anything can happen. Here's Cyndi Lauper. Whether you're talking about shoes, she'll listen to you time after time.
FM.
Cyndi Lauper there then with the classic Time After Time, harking back to me what I was talking about a few minutes back, which was TikTok, my entry into the TikTok verse. Yes, I've succumbed, I've joined it, I've actually found it quite interesting, and you can understand how it gets addictive when you find certain styles of video that you like to have a look at, and obviously they show you them again and again and again. Not the same ones, but the kind of style that you're into, or you can say hashtags that you'd like to see videos about. And yeah, rather good. And I'm trying to put some wacky comedy videos on there as well, at Benny Simo, if you want to have a look and you have a profile or a presence or whatever you get on TikTok, have a look. Let's have another track that links to TikTok in some way or another. Then all the rest will be to do with shoes and feet and dancing, which is rather exciting in the last half hour of the show. Also, Soft Drink World Cup news coming up. Here's Harry Styles. How's this linked to TikTok? Well, this is the Harry Styles classic, Sign of the Times. TikTok, clocks ticking, times. I'm wasted with these.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. Can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullet? The bullet. Stuck and running from your bullets.
Phoenix FM.
Harry Styles, Sign of the Times, last track that links to TikTok. I'm going to say it one more time if you want to see me on TikTok, at Benny Simmo, BennySimmo. If you're on the TikTok. Now, as promised, some more facts about feet, and then another track, and then Soft Drink World Cup news coming up. Facts about feet, then. Are you ready? Did you hear that sharp intake of breath? Ready to impart this wisdom to you? The big toe used to be a kind of foot thumb. Sounds a bit obvious, really, but in olden times, the grasping toe helped our predecessors climb trees and, when young, grip onto their mothers. Thanks to modern science, if you lose your thumb in an accident, you can now replace it with a toe. Toe-to-thumb transplants are a surprisingly common procedure these days. If you don't mind losing your big toe, I guess. And then, every now and again, I read out facts on this show and I see something that grosses me out a little bit. It's just happened here. And you're thinking, facts about feet, what's going to happen that grosses you out? Is it some kind of injury? No, get ready. There was a foot cheese exhibition in Ireland. Yes, warm, sweaty feet make a perfect home for bacteria which feed on our dead skin cells and produce gases and acids that emit those arresting foot odours. They're apparently also good at cultivating cheese. And of all the unnecessary exhibitions that have ever happened, an exhibition in Dublin in 2013 displayed only a variety of cheeses made with bacteria samples obtained from real people's feet, armpits and belly buttons. Oh, my days. And I don't say that lightly. It does say in brackets, no one actually ate any of the cheeses. Thank goodness. Can you imagine? I mean, all right, maybe we're a bit ignorant to the production of real cheese and what it actually is when you think about it. Because it starts as some sort of milk dairy product, doesn't it? And it ends up as a solid block. So I'm not saying it's brilliant. But something cultivated from people's feet and belly buttons, I don't want to know it's out there. Oh, I need another fact to just get over that. Feet are one of the most ticklish parts of the body, and there's a good reason for it. Humans have nearly 8,000 nerves in our feet, and a large number of nerve endings very near the skin. Having ticklish feet can be a good sign. Reduced sensitivity can be an indicator of peripheral neuropathy. Numbness in the feet caused by nerve damage. So if someone tickles your feet and you don't feel it, you might have nerve damage. Right. Well, we had new shoes earlier on. Who knows what colour they were, what material they were. We all know this by Elvis, though.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock it! The money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take over.
translate you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Short and sweet from Elvis, Blue Suede Shoes, classic track. Now then, time for news on the Soft Drink World Cup. Group C was completed just a couple of hours ago, and the first big surprise for me of the Soft Drink World Cup, already through from Group A and B, Lilt, Coke, Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Bit of a surprise that made it through. Group C, though, featured Pepsi Max, Oasis, Appetizer and Fanta. Some big names in there and some smaller names. Pepsi Max with 29% of the vote, Oasis 5% of the vote, Appetizer 33% of the vote, Fanta also 33% of the vote. Appetizer really knocking out Pepsi Max. Bit of a shocker there for all you Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Sugarless fans. Pepsi Max has gone, fallen by the wayside. Appetizer and Fanta have qualified for the knockout stages of the Soft Drink World Cup, and they join Lilt, Coke, Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. But we're not even halfway through yet. There's going to be a lot more groups to get through and a lot more soft drinks to enjoy talking about. So yeah, I was surprised. Pepsi Max has gone. Oasis never really got going. Appetizer and Fanta have also made it through. Which means I have to tell you that Group D has just gone live in the Soft Drink World Cup. Oh yes, and Group D features, and well, yet more big names. Ribena, 7-Up, Vimto and Tango. Oh yes. Fizzy Orange, Fanta's made it through in Group C. Will Tango join it? Who remembers those hilarious adverts from the 90s? You know when you've been tangoed. Did that to my mate. He had ear problems from a young age. He didn't like it. One of the only times in his life he shouted at me. When I slapped him on the ears and he said, "I've had grommets, don't do it." Yes, genuinely true. Anyway, Group D, Ribena, 7-Up, Vimto, Tango. Very early trickling in of voting. Ribena has 40%. 7-Up, Vimto and Tango have 20%. Only two can go through. Two will go out. Get your votes in at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Find the poll. Share the poll. Retweet it for me. Let's get some more votes in. Group Z, C had the most votes ever. Will Group D usurp it? Who knows? That's over to you at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Give it a retweet for us. Let's get as many votes as we can. Ribena, 7-Up, Vimto and Tango. More foot related music. Here's one to get you on your feet. She's literally asking you to do it. It's Gloria Estefan.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There was one to get you moving. Gloria Estefan, Get On Your Feet. What a great track. Feel good track, isn't it? We're getting to the closing moments of the show that goes like this, really. I want to try and squeeze in two or three more tracks if I can before I go, and some more facts about feet, because the last set of facts bothered me slightly. Cheese Exhibition Dublin. I don't want to remember any more than that, really. Okay, more foot facts. Foot numbness can cause big problems for diabetics. Complications of diabetes include poor circulation and foot numbness. So I guess also they wouldn't have ticklish feet then. That can lead to serious skin ulcers, which sometimes require amputation of toes or feet. In 2010, 73,000 lower limb amputations were performed on diabetics. Thought this was supposed to make me feel better after the cheese debacle. That didn't. Okay, another one. Foot sizes and widths in the US and the UK are increasing. Feet are spreading to support extra weight as our populations pack on the pounds. Well, that's not good again, is it? According to a study in 2014 by the College of Podiatry in the UK, the average foot has increased two sizes since the 1970s. When you think about evolution, that's incredible. That's ridiculous. In 50 years, it's increased two sizes. People have grown taller and heavier, and feet have responded by growing accordingly. Many people seem to be in denial about their expanding feet, though retailers are starting to respond by making larger and roomier shoes. Half of women and a third of men reported they buy poorly fitting shoes. Well, my advice would be, don't buy them, don't be ridiculous. If you have poorly fitting shoes, you're not going to be a dancing queen, are you?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
As ever, it's getting a bit tight near the end of the show to squeeze everything in. I really wanted to get a couple of tracks linked to dancing in. Obviously, we've had Dancing Queen. We're now going to have the Bee Gees, who say whatever size your feet are, however your shoes are fitting, you should be dancing. Go for it.
Phoenix FM.
Well, it's been a pleasure. We're coming to the end again. Don't go anywhere, because after me and after the news at 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey is in with Synth City. And then after Rob at 10 o'clock, it's Steve Davis with the Interesting Alternative Show. It's been a pleasure again to bring you the 17th of August as National Pencil Day, National Vanilla Custard Day, National Black Cat Appreciation Day, and National I Love My Feet Day. Do get yourself onto the Twitterverse and vote in the Soft Drink World Cup Group D, which has gone live at Benson Radio. And if you find yourself on TikTok like I have done recently, I've succumbed and joined it at Benny Simo, BENNISIMMO. I will be back same time next week. Don't go anywhere, because Rob's up next with the brilliant Synth City. Final track to get you dancing to play us out. Here is a little bit of Walk the Moon. See you next week.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said,